From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate Judiciary Committee has just approved the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. The vote was 13-6. All of the Democrats on the panel supported her, along with just one Republican, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. The ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, said he could not support her.
Based on her record as a judge and her statements, I am not able to support this nomination.
The Democratic chairman of the panel, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, said Sotomayor's extensive record as a federal judge shows she is the most highly qualified of nominees.
She's been true to her oath. She's faithfully and impartially performed her duties as set forth by the Constitution.
The full Senate is expected to take up the Sotomayor nomination next week. President Obama continues to discuss overhauling the nation's health care system. He's hosting a question and answer event shortly where people will be able to telephone in their questions. The White House says the group sponsoring the event is the Lobby Group for Senior Citizens, the AARP. Older Americans who use Medicare are worried they'll see cuts to their medical benefits. The Q&A session comes as several lawmakers try to reach agreement on several plans overhauling the national health care insurance systems. Defense Secretary Gates is assessing the security situation in Iraq on an unannounced visit there. U.S. combat troops officially left Iraqi cities a month ago. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
Secretary Gates praised Iraq's improved security and said he could sense that the Iraqi government had been empowered by taking over control of urban centers. Iraqi officials say they have seen a decrease in bomb attacks against civilians since the Americans began the partial withdrawal. Gates is meeting Iraqi officials as well as American military commanders. He's expected to raise the issue of ethnic tensions along the disputed line between Arab Iraq and the semi-autonomous Kurdish region in the north. On several recent occasions, the U.S. military has placed itself between the Iraqi army and Kurdish security forces in order to prevent bloodshed. In a sign of normalizing relations, Gates is also discussing American arms sales to Iraq, including Baghdad's request to buy American fighter jets to rebuild an air force that hasn't functioned since 1990. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
A hearing is underway in a Wichita, Kansas courtroom for the man charged with murdering abortion provider Dr. George Tiller. A witness says as he watched as the suspect, Scott Roeder, shot Tiller as he worked as an usher during church services. The witness, who was also an usher, says the alleged gunman also threatened him and a third man. Tiller was killed on May 31st. He had frequently been targeted by pro-life activists for providing abortions to women who were in their second trimester of pregnancy. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 81 points at 9,026. This is NPR. The Coast Guard is continuing its search today off the Turks and Caicos Islands for Haitian migrants aboard an overloaded sailboat that capsized. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
More than 100 people have been rescued, but dozens more are still believed missing. The Coast Guard began the search yesterday after being alerted by Turks and Caicos officials. Small boats from the Coast Guard cutter Valiant worked through the night. Three aircraft are also involved in the search. Coast Guard Petty Officer Jennifer Johnson says the boat, about 30 or 40 feet long, left from Haiti with 160 passengers and picked up another 40 on the way.
200 people is grossly overloaded. And what can happen with these boats is that they can capsize almost instantly because 200 people is just too many people to put on a vessel.
Turks and Caicos is about 100 miles north of Haiti and on a route often used by Haitian migrants bound north for the Bahamas or the United States. Yesterday, the Coast Guard repatriated to Haiti 124 migrants intercepted in the same area last week. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The space shuttle Endeavour will undock shortly from the International Space Station. It's been crowded in both facilities. 13 people have shared them for the past week and a half. Shuttle astronauts have completed repair work on the International Space Station. They've also installed a new laboratory. The Endeavour also delivered a new crew member to the station and is bringing a station member crewman back home. The Endeavour is scheduled to return to Earth on Friday. Again, one of our top stories this hour, the Senate Judiciary Committee has approved the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. The vote was 13-6 and fell mostly along party lines. One Republican supported her nomination. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.